Welcome to Pulp and Paper Radio International, the first place to hear the latest in worldwide pulp and paper news. We're coming to you from Duluth, Georgia, in the United States.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the Sunday, October 6th, 2024 edition of NIPSPY Pulp and Paper Radio International. I am your host, Steve Roush. We welcome your breaking news. We welcome it. Just send me an email with breaking news in the subject line to steve.roush@ipulpmedia.com. That's steve.roush@ipulpmedia.com. Leading off today, a man has died after being impaled by a log truck in a truck crash near the International Paper Mill in North Carolina. Also making headlines this past week, Georgia-Pacific's Camus Paper Mill has been fined nearly $650,000 following a machine operator death. We'll have more on these stories later in our show today, and we'll be back right after this.
When you're thinking of balers, the very best in versatility, innovation, safety, and performance comes from Seabright products. Since 1984, Seabright has been serving the waste handling and recycling industry with equipment that is designed and built to last. Whatever your need is for a baler, big or small, Seabright products can help. Give them a call today, 800-253-0532, or check them out at www.seabrightproducts.com. Looking for an industrial general contractor who specializes in equipment installation and maintenance? With over 133 years' experience in the pulp and paper industry, C.R. Meyer has the knowledge, skill, and experience for any project, from simple small projects to complex large challenges. Call C.R. Meyer. We have skilled craftspeople, project managers, architects, and engineers available to capture and construct your vision. Complete your next project to the highest standards safely. Contact C.R. Meyer at 800-236-6650 or crmeyer.com.
We're back, and now stand by for news. Dateline, Tumwater, Washington. Georgia-Pacific Camus Paper Mill fined nearly $650,000 following a machine operator's death. The Washington State Department of Labor and Industries has cited and fined a mill operator in Camus, Washington, following an investigation into the death of a worker who was crushed by a packing machine that had no guards in place to keep people out of harm's way. The company, Georgia-Pacific, also failed to follow basic procedures to make sure the machinery would not accidentally turn on. After completing the investigation, the department cited and fined the company $648,292 in August for violations of fundamental safety rules that contributed directly to the worker's death, along with other safety issues identified at the site. On March 8th of this year, a 32-year-old Georgia-Pacific machine operator called four times in 1 hour to ask for help troubleshooting a large piece of equipment for stacking boxes and preparation for shipping. Before anyone responded to assist him, co-workers nearby noticed boxes backing up on the conveyor belt and went to investigate. They found the man dead, crushed between the large metal arms that help feed the boxes through the machine and the conveyor belt. A video showed how the packaging machine worked that you can see on our website, nipimpressions.com. The company removed guards and failed to ensure power shutoff with workers nearby, the agency said. In addition to the energy control and guard removal violations, Georgia-Pacific was cited for failing to follow rules protecting employees who were working alone in an isolated area. If you want to read more on this story, go to our Nip Impressions website and check out the story, Georgia-Pacific Mill Fined Following Machine Operator's Death. Dateline, Columbus County, North Carolina. Man dies after being impaled by a log truck in a truck crash near the International Paper Mill in North Carolina. A man died after getting impaled by a splintered log outside of the entrance to International Paper this past Wednesday, according to the Acme Delco Riegelwood Fire and Rescue Company. In the North Carolina Highway State Highway Patrol identified the victim as Vashawn Williams Jr. of Fayetteville. He was 23 years old. As a log truck bound for the International Paper Facility was turning from North Carolina Route 87 onto John Riegel Road around 12:45 local time p.m. this past Wednesday, a box truck crashed into it from behind, said Fire Chief Steve Camlin. One of the logs struck the box truck driver's door, splintering and piercing Williams through his abdominal cavity, Camlin said. Camlin said first responders used a chainsaw to cut the log impaling Williams. After peeling the roof of the box truck away from the vehicle, they extracted Williams from the truck. An ambulance took Williams to the Riegelwood Community Park, which a helicopter flew him to Novant Health New Hanover Regional Medical Center for his injuries. Williams underwent three surgeries Wednesday but died around 12:30 a.m. Thursday, according to Camlin. The Highway Patrol said no charges would be filed in the wreck. Dateline Vancouver, British Columbia. Canfor Pulp CEO Kevin Eggson to step down. John Baird, the chairman of Canfor Pulp Products Incorporated Board of Directors, announced that Kevin Eggson will be leaving his role as President and Chief Executive Officer on October 31st, 2024. That's Halloween. Here comes a quote, quote, "On behalf of the Board of Directors, I would like to thank Kevin for his significant contributions in the role of President and CEO since 2022, says John Baird. John Baird continues, quote, "Kevin has worked through a number of challenges due, including a reduction in fiber supply in British Columbia and fluctuating market conditions while transitioning Canfor Pulp to a smaller operational footprint. We are grateful for his leadership and we appreciate his efforts to transform the company during his tenure," end of quote. The board is in the process of selecting a successor and will share more details in the coming weeks, so stay tuned, folks. Stay tuned. Dateline New York. Mercer International announces downtime at its Peace River Mill. Mercer International Incorporated announced that its Peace River Mill has taken downtime to complete necessary repairs to the mill's digester after experiencing a mechanical failure. The company currently expects the repairs and related assessments will be completed in mid-October of 2024 and anticipates that NBHK production at the mill will be reduced by 45,000 metric tons during such period. The company maintains property and business interruption insurance for the Peace River Mill, that's good, and expects the repairs and business interruption will be covered by such insurance, subject to customary deductibles and limits. Mercer International Incorporated is a global forest products company with operations in Germany, the USA, and Canada, with consolidated annual production capacity of 2.1 million metric tons of pulp, 960 million board feet of lumber, 210,000 cubic meters of cross-laminated timber, 45,000 cubic meters of glulam, 17 million pallets, wow, and 230,000 metric tons of biofuels. Friends, how do you listen to Pulp and Paper Radio International? If you have an iPhone or Android, just go to the podcast icon, search Pulp and Paper Radio International. From there, it's quite easy to set up your phone so that all of our episodes of all of our shows are downloaded to your phone automatically. Dateline Cosmopolis, Washington. Ecology fines Cosmo Specialty Fiber Paper Mill with four hazardous waste violations in Cosmopolis. Cosmo Specialty Fibers Incorporated has been hit with a $42,000 fine for failing to dispose of hazardous waste materials that has accumulated at the property. This past Tuesday, the Washington State Department of Ecology announced a $42,000 penalty on Cosmos Specialty Fibers for multiple violations of dangerous waste. According to Ecology, the company had failed to dispose of waste by the required timeline and let it build up on their property for more than a year. The waste collection started under the previous owner, who ceased operations in December of 2022 and has continued since the current owner took over. The company, when in operation, would send treated wastewater to the Chehalis River and the South Channel of Grays Harbor. Following a water quality compliance inspection report from September of 2023, Ecology found that Cosmos Specialty Fibers was in violation or potential violations and recommended a series of corrective actions. Now, according to the U.S. EPA, in April, the company was ordered to maintain power and water services, operable fire suppression systems, 24-hour security, and adequate staff to manage stormwater and prevent, detect, and respond to spills or releases of contaminants at or from the site. With the power out at the facility, the EPA has begun accessing and securing the hazardous chemicals to prevent contamination. Quote, even with operations at the mill temporarily suspended, the facility's owner still has an obligation to properly manage their hazardous waste to protect the environment, said Peter Lyon, who oversees Ecology's solid waste management program. Peter Lyon continues, quote, we've worked with Cosmos Specialty Fibers to help them stay in compliance with the law so they can have the ability to reopen in the future, end of quote. And we'll be back right after this.
This is Jim Thompson with Paparitalo Publications. I want to introduce a new sponsor, which we are really excited to have on board. The Norexico Exchange is a regulated marketplace exchange for pulp and paper futures contracts. Today we are talking with Miles Cohen, Norexico's North American consultant. Miles, what does Norexico do for the pulp and paper industry?
Norexico offers trading in cash-settled financial futures, no physical delivery involved. These instruments are used to manage price risk for paper mills that use pulp as feedstock. While Norexico has been doing this for some time with European, South American, and Asian mill groups, they now have expanded in North America with a representative located here. Me, Miles Cohen. Reach me at 803-807-8923. That's 803-807-8923. Or visit Norexico at norexico.com. That's norexeco.com.
Steam is a powerful energy source. When you need to keep steam on the steam side and fuel, coal, gas, bark, or black liquor on the fire side, you need RMR Mechanical. The leading industrial boiler and mechanical contractor in the United States, we specialize in recovery boiler outages. Tight timetables, difficult conditions, and exacting work standards, all done to the highest levels of safety, require RMR Mechanical. Whether you have a routine outage, new installation, or an emergency, RMR Mechanical can be trusted to perform to meet your needs. Contact RMR Mechanical at rmrmechanical.com.
We're back, and now back to the news. Dateline Greece. D.S. Smith completes €17.6 million investment in Greece. D.S. Smith, a leading provider of sustainable packaging solutions, has announced the completion of a significant investment in its box plant in Corinthios, Greece. The €17.6 million, or $19.7 million upgrade, is part of a broader €33.9 million investment plan aimed at enhancing production capacity, energy efficiency, and innovation in the Greek packaging market. Now, the investment in Corinthios has resulted in a 30% increase in production capacity thanks to the installation of state-of-the-art equipment, including a new corrugator and high-speed printing machine. These upgrades have not only boosted productivity, but have also improved the quality of the packaging solutions DS Smith offers to its customers, the company said. Dateline United Kingdom. Aaron says £1 billion facility will transform UK recycling. A £1 billion development of a former paper mill could completely transform recycling levels in the UK, its owner has claimed. Up to 2,000 contractors are working to transform Shotton Mill in Flintshire into one of the UK's largest cardboard and tissue production facilities, which is hoped to start operating next year. Turkish firm Aaron Holding says its new facility would be the most advanced of its kind in Europe and will be a marked part of the renaissance of North Wales. The UK government described it as a massive vote of confidence in the Welsh economy, while the Welsh government says it was excellent news for Deeside and beyond. The paper mill used to produce a newsprint paper, employing 530 people in the 90s. However, that number dwindled with a decline of demand for newsprint, and the site was bought from UPM by family-owned Aaron Holding in 2021. It also includes an area which used to hold the blast furnace for Shotton Steelworks, which closed in 1980 with thousands of redundancies. Aaron Holding employs 14,000 folks and has operations in sectors including energy production, paper manufacturing, and retail. Britain exports waste cardboard, which is recycled overseas and is imported back for sale in the UK. Aaron Holding said this new facility would process a quarter of the waste cardboard the UK currently sends abroad and focus on creating containerboard used to make packaging and corrugated boxes from recycled paper as well as tissue products. The company also boasts that it'll be the most technologically advanced facility of its kind in Europe. Dateline Delaware, Ohio. Greif signs virtual power purchase agreement with Enel Green Power España to accelerate climate action. Greif Incorporated, a global leader in industrial packaging products and services, announced the signing of a virtual power purchase agreement with Endesa's renewable subsidiary Enel Green Power España. The VPPA agreement signifies a critical advancement in Greif's long-term sustainability and climate goals, further reinforcing the company's commitment to reducing its environmental footprint. The solar VPPA is a significant step toward achieving Greif's climate target to reduce its Scope 1 and 2 greenhouse gas emissions by 28% by 2030 compared to a 2019 baseline. The renewable electricity generated by the project represents approximately 65% of the company's Scope 2 emissions in Europe and approximately 3% of its Scope 1 and 2 emissions. By adding renewable energy to the Spanish grid, this initiative not only drives meaningful emission reductions, but it also supports a cleaner energy future, the company said. And we'll be back right after this.
It sounded smart to roll the steam system into your new machine package. Seemed like it was almost free. One vendor, one source of responsibility. Seemed to make a lot of sense. But that was 3 years ago. And now finding a specialist at that vendor to optimize your steam system is like trying to pick the winner in a lottery. Call one number, 770-447-1400, to be assured your call is answered by someone who knows steam systems. We don't care who made it or how long ago. We can fix it, optimize it. We can take care of your needs. Don't worry about your steam system. Call Fulton Systems at 770-447-1400.
Attention, papermakers and industry professionals. Want to get an edge? If you haven't stocked up on selections from the Papa Ritalo library, you're missing out. From our latest title, The Proper Production Meeting, to owning your own Nip Impressions library, there is something for everyone. Written by industry stalwart Jim Thompson, the voice of the pulp and paper industry, these are great reads and must-haves for both the industry veteran and industry novice. Check out the Papa Ritalo library today. Look for the ads on Nip Impressions at www.nipimpressions.com.
We're back, and now back to the news. Dateline, Prattville,
Alabama.
Firefighters battle blaze at Prattville's International Paper Mill in
Alabama.
The Prattville Fire Department was fighting a large industrial fire Monday night, September 23rd, at the city's International Paper Mill. The department was working with the mill's emergency response team to suppress a fire. At an outdoor paper storage area, the department posted on the agency's social media page. The fire is contained and there was no reporting of injuries, the fire department said. There are reports of ash falling in the area around the mill, and the ash and suppression activities present no danger to anyone at the mill site or in the community, the post read. The fire started on this past Monday afternoon, September 23rd. Dateline, Finland. Metsä Fibre plans production shutdown at its Joutseno pulp mill in Finland. Metsä Fibre's Joutseno pulp mill, part of Metsä Group, is undergoing a production shutdown to adapt to the current market situation. In addition, on the basis of construction technical reviews, the mill's baling building, plant building, has been placed under a temporary operating ban due to the potential risk of collapse, detected on the roof structures. That isn't good, folks. That's not good. According to current estimate, the dismantling of the roof structures and ensuring safe work conditions will take approximately 2 months. A more detailed schedule is determined on the basis of the project plan to be drawn up. Dateline, Vancouver, British Columbia. West Fraser Timber announces indefinite curtailment of its Lake Butler, Florida sawmill. West Fraser Timber Company Limited announced that it will indefinitely curtail its sawmill in Lake Butler, Florida by the end of the month. The decision is a result of high fiber cost and soft lumber markets. The indefinite curtailment of Lake Butler sawmill will impact approximately 130 employees and reduce West Fraser Timber's U.S. lumber capacity by about approximately 110 million board feet. West Fraser Timber expects to mitigate the impact on affected employees by providing work opportunities at other company locations. High fiber costs at Lake Butler and the current low-price commodity environment have impaired the ability to profitably operate the mill, West Fraser Timber said. The indefinite curtailment of Lake Butler sawmill better aligns West Fraser Timber's U.S. lumber capacity with demand. West Fraser Timber anticipates taking an impairment charge in the third quarter of 2024 associated with the announcement. Well, that's our show for the day, folks. Have a great week, everyone. Be safe, and thank you for listening to Pulp and Paper Radio International. Thank you for listening to our show today. We appreciate your support. Make sure you're always reading the highest-ranked e-newsletters in the worldwide pulp and paper industry. They are globalpapermoney.com and nipimpressions.com. This program has been produced by Pulp and Paper Radio International. now in its 11th year of delivering worldwide pulp and paper news when and where the listener desires. Copyright 2024, all rights reserved. And remember, whatever you do, please do it safely. We'll be talking to you soon.